his big movement and big push about this meditation of the Middle East.
Yes.
And continuing that. He's just continued more of that now.
So and, like, all, and this country and too, and Europe
that's
too.
That's as unified as we can get.
Yes, unify. Do the planetary work. Build grids. Mm-hmm. Create light yeah. grids mm-hmm. over those areas. Mm-hmm. Work collectively. It's not just mm-hmm. mental masturbation, mm-hmm. really, now. Mm-hmm. You are really channeling, you all mm-hmm. of you, especially if you're holding the unified field. Another benefit of the unified field mm-hmm. is that there, the only limit to how much energy you can pull through is the capacity of whatever you're sending the energy to. Mm-hmm. Because when you're not unified, that energy has to go through one chakra or another, and it tends to fry out other energy points in the body. Mm-hmm. That's my work, is I put together people's energy bodies because they're so fried. You know, I restructure the energy lines and such. That's exactly what I do. But, you know, when you're unified, there's no resistance. And so, boom, you're like a clear conduit for that energy. And again, you're only limited by the capacity of the receiver. Yes?
Is there a fuchsia meditation on your website or some any kind of guidance?
What I would recommend for any use of the ray is simply to unify your field and ask that the ray come through, channel it. Most, every one of you here knows how to channel. We can tell you that right now. When you're channeling verbally, you're going to feel more pressure at the back of your neck. There's a structure called the jade pillow. It looks like a 12-sided double-terminated crystal. It goes from the bottom of the occiput down to about T1, the first of those thoracic vertebrae. And this is the area where essence and guides will link in. And from this point, you can check every part of the system. You can monitor it. But it's also behind your throat chakra, so if you're verbally channeling, it'll just come out. And they'll also use it as a conduit point for sending energy through. So this is a very important structure. And so what I think I'm going to do is walk around to each of you and replace it with an upgraded one that we've come up with that can handle more energy. Because what I've found is that a lot of people are cracking and breaking open and they always have to be fixed. Well, we have a different structure now that is going to handle some overflow because there's a lot of you going to be channeling a lot. So I'm just going to go around the room. You can ask me questions while I'm doing
May
this.
May I make a comment to yes? Colette about the fuchsia ray? There's the exercise I would recommend is called Walking in Grace. Mm-hmm. It describes going down to subatomic space, connecting with Grace, the silver Elohim, bringing that up through every nucleus of every cell in your body and filling your field. You can do the same exercise with fuchsia or turquoise.
But we would leave Grace in because Grace just goes well with everything. Everything goes better with Grace. It's like the cosmic lubricant. Smooths through things, you know. And hey, silver and turquoise look great together, don't they? That's why it's in jewelry. Also, we want to talk really just as briefly, because this is going to be really important, Purity Blast. We have a version of it on the website. It's the frequency expulsion technique, but that's pretty slow. So we wanted to come up with a method that once you have the unified field down, you could just call on Purity Blast at any time. What purity does is it comes in and says, anything that doesn't belong here, get out of here. That's essentially it. So by definition, anything that your essence is maybe processing and stuff would stay there. It's what your essence doesn't want to be there. What this does physically is it helps clean you out of unfriendly microbes. Not your friendlies, but your unfriendlies, the ones that aren't supposed to be there. And I have to say, this thing is damned effective. I've had people with 20, 30 years of Lyme get cleared of it. Wow. Not overnight. We have to work on it. That's another thing about 5D work. You can go to a 4D healer and they'll say, oh, we'll fix that, and you'll feel better for a couple of days, but then it'll revert because you have to take the body along and it has to shift to the new point. So, and we never force the body to move, ever. That we build trust with the body through work, and then as we build trust, it opens to us more, it releases its trauma to us, and we just do it with total unconditional love because you're... Our bodies don't have any reason to trust our egos. Honestly, our egos have betrayed our bodies in various ways our whole lives. But when you do the unified field and you're in contact with essence, essence gets into direct contact with that body, and your body comes to heal like a well-trained dog, because your body has its own deep consciousness, just like all of the other animals out there. Okay, there is a human species central, just like there is a dog species central and everything else. And when you connect directly with the consciousness, the devic consciousness of that body, it would do anything for you. That's why, you know, sometimes I say to people, you know, you beat yourself up, you beat your body up. You wouldn't kick your dog, would you? You won't torture your cat, but that's kind of the effect of what you're doing, only it's much closer relationship than that of a pet. I remember my near-death experience looking down at my body and feeling nothing but gratitude and love for it. Just total love. You know, and I try to remember that when I get into conflict with it over various things. Like, oh, my pants are too tight or whatever, you know, and I try to, you know, resolve that self-karma around it. But when your essence comes into direct contact with your body and the ego's not in the equation, then it's a direct contact, the body will do amazing things. And while I have seen spontaneous healings, like, very quickly, they're rare. Usually it takes some time of building the energy because, especially if the person's been sick for a while, their body's adapted to that. So if you suddenly shift it, they might feel better for a little bit, but then they'll just revert. We want to make sure that when the healing is a complete healing, the body comes along too, and then the new state is engaged with, and you stay that way. So 5D healing may not be as dramatic as some of those like faith healers or whatever, but it's also more effective and long-lasting and deeper. You know, we work with the actual structures that create the physical body, the etheric blueprint. And when I work specifically, I put structures in your etheric blueprint, so the work is ongoing. In other words, it's always happening. We get in confab with your guides, and we're doing this and this and this, and that's coming through. Now, the purity blast, once you've mastered the unified field and you're able to snap it together really quick, you can just send a strong mental request for a purity blast from the guides, and they'll send 3 blasts of purity in quick succession, interspersed with the ultraviolet ray. Now, the ultraviolet ray is like the violet ray, only much more intense. The violet ray transmutes, and then all of that transmuted energy kind of floats out of you and becomes flowers or whatever in the universe. When you do ultraviolet, it transmutes the energy and reclaims it as kind of neutral stem cell energy for you to use. Mm-hmm. You know? And so what purity will do is it'll come through, it'll get rid of other people's energy in your body and fields, it'll get rid of or start to repel viruses, bacteria, parasites, fungi, anything like that. In fact, when people feel like a cold's coming on and they start hitting themselves with purity blast, often they don't go fully into it. Once you're into it, it may shorten the time, you know. It also pushes other people's energy out of your field, and also any old stuff that you're processing that just doesn't fit there anymore, that gets cleared out. I'm doing purity all day. Okay, I love it. Okay, I do it all the time. And it comes in like a disco strobe light, like with the white being the purity and the dark flash in between being the ultraviolet. So if you want to visualize it that way, that's kind of what it looks like. But you don't have to. All you have to do is have your fields unified and request it. And if you're not unified, don't worry, because the guides won't send it if your fields aren't unified. Because if your fields aren't unified, it'll fry you up. So they won't send it. Yeah?
Just a clarity. If when you say fields unified, I know we did that meditation process. If you have integrated more with your I am presence, is that the same thing, or are we still doing that meditation the way you did it, or is it similar?
We specifically want to do it that way because it involves all of the chakras, all of the different bodies. Specifically, it's being very precise about what it wants your energy to do, and it trains your energy. Your energy feels like to be unified, so once they learn to do it, you can snap it together very quickly, you know. But it is, again, the energy preceding the form. Once that energy is put in place, then the form of your experience will shift. And usually, you know, right away, you start to feel calmer, more expansive. It's a functional altered state, basically. So you can keep asking me questions, but I'm going to start going around the room and fixing people's jade pillows.
People want to check in? People want to share? Do people want to? What's your reaction?
Oh, so grateful. Thank you so much. Extraordinary teachings.
I just want to make one comment. I was getting the sense that we were almost chosen to be here. It's like, you have to be here. You have to. You know, it's like, yeah, you got to be there. It's really interesting. It's not like this kind of who usually pops in. It's like, you know, it's almost like all of us were kind of
spirit.
That's what I was saying. That's what she was talking. It was like,
you know,
we signed up for this graduate class.
Well, it's a big responsibility, you know.
Or, you know, and a joyful one, too.
Yes, there, you know. But
Yes.
Yeah, that won't blow up so much, and maybe your neck will stop hurting, too.
I'm not underestimating the power that we actually have. You know?
And that's so very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Is
that just, thank you.
Let me make sure.
Yeah, it looks good. You keep yours pretty warm.
Susanna, say what this is. It does again.
Jade Pillow. Oh, and we got that phrase from Dallas Medicine.
Are you saying jade?
J-A-D-E.
Okay, jade.
Chinese.
That little, it comes from Chinese medicine. And we use that phrase. It's a structure that's designed to, it's like an access panel for essence. But it's also a way that the body regulates energy from the brain down to the central nervous system. It goes into the power pack, which feeds the generator meridian, which feeds the chi meridian. So it's a pretty important structure. A lot of people, when they're really low energy, sometimes it's just that these structures have broken down. And once they're repaired, they feel better.
So how would you describe what you're doing? How would you describe what you're doing?
I'm taking out the old one, putting a new one. I'm doing a little etheric surgery, which is what I do.
That voodoo that I do. Except it's not voodoo, I don't think. People have said, oh, but you have to believe it for it to work. I've done this on babies, I've done it on animals, I did it on people that call me a voodoo witch doctor and then were stunned and weren't calling me that anymore. 5D work is not like 4D work. 4D work is kind of voodoo, like not this. It's because you shift the energy, the form will shift. That's just how it works. And I've spent a whole lifetime learning how to do that because I was born with a neurological quirk where I see the geometries before I see the physical. And my father was a medical doctor and I started reading his anatomy books and trying to relate what I was seeing as disturbances in that to maybe something physical. So that's where the medical intuitive stuff comes from. Oh, shoot, did I knock something over?
No, I did that.
Okay. Damn, it's not to get you. Sitting here in the center of the circle holding the space. I should replace so many of these. I could do them in my sleep. In fact, I probably do. Okay, there. So, you know, if you kind of concentrate in on it, you'll feel like the flow down your spine a little smoother. And that also tweaks your power pack up so that, you know, your generating meridians are being fed. There's an energetic anatomy that is standard, just like most of us have a standard physical anatomy. And some people, everybody has what I call standard issue, and then some people have extras. And so using etheric surgery, we make sure all those things are functional, as well as placing structures, what I call prosthetics, in the etheric blueprint so that your guides can keep getting at it. Like, if, let's say you broke your arm, I'd put it around your arm, and they would know to just keep working. Because, again, they don't see physically, but they say, oh, okay, we're supposed to do that here. It's like we have a treatment plan that we come up with your guides, and this is what we're going to be doing, and this is what we're going to be doing, and here's where you're going to be looking. And then through the etheric surgery, that gets to be affected on an ongoing basis. I always say 5D healing is the most generous healing out there. You know, you might have a session, but the work's ongoing and it keeps happening, you know, so, and I check on people on my rounds every night and stuff. So, any questions?
I have a question. You referred to kind of a difference between monetary styles, and you mentioned the spiral.
Uh-huh. The economy going into a spiral means that it gradually includes more and more people. And when you include more people in your economy becomes very wealthy because more people have a stake in it. But the guys on the top of the pyramid don't realize is that by doing that, they're actually making themselves poor. Not necessarily immediately, but ultimately. Because the people below can't afford to buy the stuff they're selling anyway. But when you have a spiral, it starts out small and then it keeps being more and more inclusive, more and more inclusive, and it expands with each rotation. So a spiral one is one that is an all-inclusive economy, one where everybody has a stake in the economy, and you can't believe the explosion of prosperity and riches that come from that. The inventiveness, the creativity. You know, if you had a universal basic income, for instance, it, you know, a lot of people would just sit around and watch Oprah, but a lot of others, they would be, their creativity would be freed to do more. It actually makes more sense. It's logical. Yeah. But because of certain dogmas that you have built in about your economy and politics and how you've conflated the two, makes it very difficult for change to happen. But we would have to say that these times mean that change is possible, such as would not have been, you know, would have been unthinkable.
I appreciate what you're bringing, because it's...
it's this sort of question around working on the spiritual level, but then also working in the world.
Yeah.
You know,
and you have to live often, here, you have to pay rent, you know, all those factors.
And there's often a sense of, oh, look, if I just do the spiritual work, then it's all going to be better. And,
you have to
and,
do work and, in the world, too.
Yeah. So it's almost like sometimes there's a neglect from the spiritual community in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's also that a lot of old souls have karma around money. We've had lifetimes where we've killed people for it or gotten in trouble for it, so we're just kind of, you know, because look at some of these, like, billionaires, they're pretty karmic, you know, you wouldn't necessarily want to aspire to that, but most of you guys wouldn't aspire to be billionaires anyway, but being comfortable is okay, you know, having, you know, enough money to pay your bills and then a little extra, that's not greedy, you know.
But we breathe our spiritual essence and our spiritual work into everything we do as our... You know, if I feel expanded.
Absolutely. And you attract. You attract contacts to you. I've always joked that the council advertises in my fields. I have never taken out an ad or advertised for my work in my life, and I'm always more busy than I can. It's like there's something in my field saying, call her or something. But if you're doing what your spirit wants you to do, again, as an old soul, you bring it to you. You don't go chasing it. And that's where a lot of old, mature souls have a problem, because when they go to these motivational seminars because they want to deal, get their finances together, and they're talking about these young souls are going up there saying, you've got to make a goal, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do this and that and the other, and you have to network, and you have to... And the old souls, the mature souls are going, that's not the way I do it. That's why a lot of those things aren't going to work for us, right? It's just not where we're at.
From that theme, I'm just asking because of my own personal experience. I think in the human body, I'm learning certain things about some of that, but I'm also learning how to hold it from the higher old self. Not so much resisting it, but more like saying, there are things you have to do in the world, in the body, and I have to still take certain steps. So I'm learning personally, and it's been a great gift the last 6 months of my life, and quantum leaps in consciousness for me has shifted my outer reality. I perceive it that way. You know, other people may or may not. It's not about that. It's more about how am I now perceiving my world, and how is that affecting? So it's like, I've always known that I kind of wanted to be one of those people that, you know, like, you sort of get to whatever consciousness, and suddenly people start showing up, because the divine is in alignment and is sending you your right people to be with you.
You're sending out the call.
At the same level, you also have to put the energy out and be a presence in the world, because no one's going to find you if you're hiding somewhere in a cave or in your house.
They're not going to show up at your house.
No.
There are actions you do take in the world.
You have to do certain things.
But the thing is, if you're following your essence, you know, even if normally you would find the task kind of onerous and boring and not very fun, when you're in the flow of your being, you'll at least find it bearable to do. Like, there's always going to be elements, like if you're running your own business, that are, like, boring to you, and you don't want to do, like, the accounting or stuff like that. But you have to do it. So, but if overall it's something you love doing, then you don't feel too traumatized by having to engage in that. You know?
And you'll probably end up, what I'm noticing for me, you know, my learning edge is learning how to really trust my intuition, and when it tells me to go somewhere, I don't hesitate anymore.
Or when it tells you not to, you stop.
Yeah,
that's right.
But I just follow it. Where before, the mind would get in.
Analyze.
Or maybe it's not, you know, or I would like not want to, because I'm
second guess it.
Shutting down, or, you know, my fear would get in the way, because maybe I'd be afraid, whatever. So for me, it's been a really good positive opportunity, because I'm doing that more often. Synchronicities are now happening more in my life, which is what I've always said I wanted. But, you know, they don't happen if you're not allowing yourself to be in the flow of what that is.
You got to
so
clear the
space.
I'm
proving it to myself, you know, by just being that way.
And I have been 3 months looking for a place, and a great manifester. And nothing has shown up. I just got a phone call just
issue.
Now from them. Saying, sorry, we took the guy without the dogs.
Renting is tough in this area. Renting is very tough in this area.
I talk about unified field and
but owning a house is just like impossible for a lot of us. Not only that, but, you know, I didn't come here to be in service to a drywall box, you know. It's true, I don't have a lot of worldly wealth. I don't have a lot of those things that mark wealth in this society, but those things, and to a certain extent, also kind of tie you down.
Yeah.
When my spirit guides me, I can up and go.
That's right.
You know, I'm not tied to a house. Yeah. I chose not to have children or a family this lifetime because I was going to be dedicated to the work. So I don't have those kinds of, I set it up deliberately so I wouldn't have those kinds of responsibilities. That's not in any way to denigrate people buying a house. If you have a house, that's great. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's always been, if I have access, that's just as good. You know?
What's that?
I was just saying, well, and you set your life up to offer space. So your space, that space.
Yeah, so it's an offering, it's a community space. It's a place for this. I want to continue.
Well, if you can manifest space so well, you know that it's only a timing issue.
It's just time.
Well, that's true, but I haven't.
And I'm telling you, it might be right under the wire, okay? Essence will always get it. It might be a little like nail bitingly close, but it will get there.
I'm being tested here.
You are.
Well, I would also ask another thing. Are you looking in the right area?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the one I found was for me the right area. It was word of mouth, not by supermarket chain real estate agents. Which you've got to jump through hoops and everything.
Well, I just meant that maybe your essence wants you to think about a different area to live in.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
It's best. And that's just speaking for higher ground.
It's just that, essence can only, it takes essence, the impossible takes a little more time. Because, there's not a lot available in Sebastopol for rentals. I know because I used to live for rentals here. That's why I'm in Santa Rosa, but I didn't.
That's why, 10-mile radius around Sebastopol.
Right.
Maybe is okay.
Yeah, you might want to expand it and give Essence a little more room to work. If you set too many requirements on what you're manifesting, it can take more time.
I tried to keep it to a minimum, but the main requirements were just a handful, five things I needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's reasonable, but again, if you have requirements, it's going to take Essence a little more time to put it together, because then it has to work with agreements with other souls and things like that. There are other factors involved.
Can we just hold hands and create again?
Let's create a space for Spruce.
Yes,
a unified field. Calling a space for Spruce and his friends, his dogs.
And this is for Spruce?
And his dog, and whatever he wants to do with his. For this one, we want to bring in the green ray. The green ray is the boomerang ray. The green ray is boomerang. Whatever you send comes back to you. It's the ray of the heart chakra. It's the ray of manifestation. It's the color of money in our culture. What we want to do is unify our fields together, fill the whole unified, the collective unified field with the green ray. And we want to add our intent to Spruce's
intention is to
that he find the
find the
most
right place.
Appropriate, most wonderful place that is perfect for him and his dogs. It is within his price range, and that will be nurturing to both body and soul. And fostering of the community he likes to build. Spruce, you got to work with Ariel. She's in the council. She does stuff with space and time. I always look for places with Ariel because she's great at matching up people to energy and making sure, you always get good deals and everything like that. So enlist Ariel at the council. She's really good. I call her the realtor because she's really good at that, actually. Okay. Also, that this place be a haven and a home where he feels so strongly his connection to essence, to spirit. Houses represent our connection to spirit in a very real sense.
I think also we're asking for Bruce, but we're also asking for this group, because this group is really, this home has provided the home for this group. Mm-hmm. And so we as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
We have an invested interest.
Yeah. So it has to have a big living.
Mm-hmm.
sacred circle.
Yes. Together, there's nothing we cannot do. We are limitless beings experiencing the illusion of limitation for a short time. We are old souls and we know the physical plane inside and out, upside and down. And we want Spruce to manifest this with ever expanding capacity, ease, and grace. Let's bring some turquoise in the mix so we go with the flow, so he flows right to it. Let's add some grace to loosen up any self-karmas around it. Let's add a little of the gold ray for divine wisdom and knowledge that everything is one. Just for the hell of it, let's throw some fuchsia in there, why not? So we can play with this unity energy. So that we can be unified with our own purpose and unified with the result that we want. So that the things that we want can show up before we know we need them. Spirit likes to do things with the minimal expenditure of energy and the maximum amount of humor. So we kind of keep that in mind. We start to train in how to master our energy by using just what's needed and not too much. When we're younger souls, we just throw everything at the wall and something will stick. We're very inefficient with our energy. But as we're old souls, we can get very precise with it. Okay, this just needs a little jab here. This just needs a little bit of this there. This is how we demonstrate our mastery of the physical plane before we cycle off. Okay.
The rays that you have are different from the rays. They're different. I have a whole other set of rays. I came through Saint Germain and through Ascended Master teachings. And so they're different. And I'm just saying, are these rays, where are these?
They come from the same place, but I'm a healer, so my filtering on what they are may be different.
Okay, I like them both, but they're just a little different.
You know, that's going to be my bias.
You haven't heard her whole set, and I bet yours are included in the ones she's
aware. They're similar colors, they're almost the same colors, but it's okay. I'm just like looking at them, and I love what you're saying, and these I've been using for a very long time, because I just got trained with them. That's
all the colors on the spectrum, and again, it doesn't... Those little details don't matter, honestly.
What is blue for, in your system?
In what? Truth. Truth. Looks through illusion. Like, for instance, the Legions of Michael, when I work on a client who's one of the Legions of Michael, blue, very strong blue, because what they do is they hold up the sword, and the sword's not to cut, the sword's a mirror. This is who you are. This is who you are. This is who you are. Because they're part of the mediation corps. That's a group of the healers on the... the council talks about four different healing groups within themselves.
The mediation corps works on, they're kind of like upper dimensional psychologists. And they do the extractions on the lower astral, like if somebody dies in battle or suicide or really traumatically, they get caught in their own hell worlds. We go in and extract them, you know. Kind of like in What Dreams May Come, you know, you show up and say, mm-hmm. hey, here's the door, you know, that kind mm-hmm. of a thing. They also bring different fragmented, they work with a lot of sub-personalities uh-huh. that are built up in the mm-hmm. ego and stuff. I'm an etheric surgeon, so I'm in the Lotus Sword. That's mm-hmm. one group. The Lotus Blossom, that's Kuan Yin's group, and mm-hmm. they do the field healing work, like Reiki and mm-hmm. Zero balancing work, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Uraeus group. They're in planetary service. Those guys can work on individuals, but they prefer to do the forests rather than the trees. They work with devic energies, elemental energies. They set grid works. A lot of them are either stationed to a place where there's near, you know, there's a vortex or something that they're supposed to be like a steward of, or they travel all over the place. They're always going somewhere. And because just so they can act as a conduit, their bodies literally act as a conduit. They transmit what's going on, local conditions, and then the crew sends energy down to support the ley line grids and stuff. So all of us that are like healing specialists are affiliated with the council. We all do rotations in all four groups, but you're going to have primary, secondary. You know. My primary is Lotus Sword, but my secondary is Mediation Corps. Mm-hmm. So those are my two big ones.
Can you say more about Lotus Sword?
Lotus Sword.
You just actually said more, I think, about the other healing modalities than...
Oh, the Lotus Sword is etheric surgery, which is where you directly manipulate the energy fields in a very precise way as a surgeon would. And it takes a certain kind of perception, I think, to be awakened to be a really effective etheric surgeon, because I see the structures, I see what I have to do when they're blocked. I know there are other etheric surgeons out there that aren't clairvoyant and they just do it by touch. But also we place structures in the etheric blueprint to influence a certain thing. So it's just in the way we approach it, but really it's all healing. There's just kind of specialties within that group, kind of. And those are very broad.
You mentioned a website, which there's the Unified.
The Unified Field is on its own page, and then there's a page of all techniques that I was referencing a little bit, you know. All of the techniques are...
Words, or is there a guided Unified Field audio?
There is an audio of the Unified Field. I am planning to do audio versions of all the tech on the site, but right now there's just the Unified Field that you can download and just... If you just listen to it once a day for 2 weeks, and you don't even have to be like, you know, staring at your navel. It's in your consciousness. It's going to shift your energy, the form will shift. You're going to be doing the dishes or whatever. But, you know, just don't be going to sleep, because then you fall asleep halfway through. Some people say, oh, it just puts me right to sleep. Well, just don't have your Unified Field be that. The other techniques on my site, they're all very practical. They're designed to shift your field. You know, you're using your consciousness to say the energy field needs to shift this way, and with the help of the guides, it holds a certain energy. And the more you do it, the more practiced you get, and then you put it together very quickly. I always tell people with the techniques, I put visualizations there kind of as a step-by-step guide, but you shouldn't be locked to that. In other words, as long as you know the intent of what you're trying to do, do it whatever way you want to do it. And in fact, I can do all the tech in a few seconds now because I just snap it all together. Because I know exactly the intent of what I'm going to be doing and everything. So the more you practice it, as Peter could tell you, the smoother it gets, the easier it gets, the faster it gets, like any skill that you build.
So, and the website, did you say, is councilofone.org?
It's on the email.
Yes, councilofone.org. And it's C-O-U-N-C-I-L, like a council. There's also a bunch of articles there. I have all the materials from websites mm-hmm. up there, and that's a real rich source. There's both the workbooks and audio versions of those. Those are freely downloadable.
I was just hoping I could finish the final thing.
Okay.
The Unified Field exercise is the place to start, is what it's at. The other question is the colors and how you're using the colors. Is that on the website somewhere?
Not specifically.
I would be fascinated in thinking a lot lately about, you know, what wanting to visualize different colors with different things I'm trying to work with. So, just fascinating.
Oh, well, maybe I should put together a paper on it.
Oh, I would love
you know.
It. I would love
but,
it.
But it does talk about walking in grace. That's the silver ray. It does do the frequency expulsion. That's the purity ray. Because there's the rays of colors, and then there's rays of qualities. Purity is white with a touch of blue, kind of like ice hitting an Arctic iceberg. Liberty, isn't that like a kind of an intense radioactive green, kind of not like the regular green? And how do you see, do you work with faith or do you just work with Liberty? And I'm talking to you.
Me?
Because we've been working with Liberty lately, haven't we?
I've been working with Liberty lately.
Liberty
My
and Victory.
My goodness, that is really
some of these. Some of these qualities have colors that are like Rapture is kind of a honey brown, but there's some orange in there. It's kind of hard to define. It's almost like a living agate, you know, is Rapture. And it moves slow like honey, too. So they're what we call transcendent or bridging energies. They're very fast and rapid. Like when you call them purity, it's like a lightning bolt, man. That's why your fields have to be unified because it'll fry stuff. It's that intense. Same with the ultraviolet. But then things like turquoise and fuchsia, very slow moving, gentle, you know. And you can buy even those. So you have like shoots of silver and gold lightning through your turquoise. And you just mix it up any way you want to. But the quality we really want to stress this year is turquoise and fuchsia because they're going to help us get through these changes most efficiently. Those are the energies that the councils judge is what's most needed for the year, given what they're seeing. And, you know, I used to be pretty good at reading probabilities about stuff, but I've just given that up during these chaos. No prognostications, guys. I used to be able to, like, this percentage chance of this happening, this percentage. No, not going to bother. So...
All beings of light who have been with us today, light within our heart, light in every cell of our being, we breathe with you. We are grateful for all the illumination that has come forth. Let us walk with you. We choose and intend to walk with you. Breathe with you.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you, Sister.